So the last episode, at some point, you guys were putting out the fire there in the main, like, the clearing there in Guardian's Way, and Avalar happened to see this, like, horrifying. They described it as some sort of aberration of, like, arachnid. And I imagine for people that have, like, arachnophobia, that's probably, like, worse. Is, like, a more disgusting or aberrant version of a spider. So, like, what would be worse for somebody that has some sort of phobia? Because there's people that have, like, phobia of water. And I always thought, or, like, phobia of, like, big bodies of water. Yeah. And I was like, you know what would be horrifying? If it was invisible.
Oh, gosh.
What, the spider thing invisible or the water?
The water. Imagine if you had a fear of, like, large bodies of water.
Yeah.
And then it was made worse by a large body of water being invisible.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, walking. Worse. Yeah, you're just, like, walking, and then all of a sudden you just, like, drop into, like, water.
Oh, yeah. Invisible water.
Yeah, invisible water.
Like, yeah. Suddenly your legs are kind of slowing down a bit, and then suddenly you plunge about 20 feet.
Oh, it'd still be
wet.
It would still be wet.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah, I know. So what phobias do you guys have, and how could you make them worse?
Ooh.
I mean, the phobias I have already are pretty bad.
All right, go on. And how could you make them worse?
I mean, pretty much the exact same way. I mean, the thing is, I will say that I almost drowned as a kid to a body of water. So water is kind of like a weird thing around me. Like, pool's fine, whatever.
Yeah, but...
But open water, no.
No.
I don't like open water. Yeah. Like, especially if you can't see 5 feet below you.
Yeah. Oh, like the bay?
yeah, but the bay, it's like crabs down there, I guess. Yeah. I but, like, honestly, like, the idea of, like, swimming out to someplace and not being able to see anything. Like, and, like, riptides freak me out.
Yeah. All right, so invisible water for Mark.
Invisible water. Bam, hate it.
So, when I was back in my days of my serving days, I would used to commute to the restaurant I worked at on a longboard. I was very fortunate to have that mode of transportation. And so, going to and from it, I always just, you know, listen to my music, and it'd be all these fun and games and such. Well, one time I was on my way back, you know, I just had my tunes on, and I was just kind of like, you know, going on my little merry way, and, you know, cars would pass by me and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, my board stops. I fall off. I roll. I'm, like, flat out on the ground. I, like, feel, like, you know, obviously terrible. I scraped up my knees. Mm-hmm. I, like, got the wind knocked out of me. And this thing comes, like, at me. And I, like, let out a terrified, like, guttural, like, of, you know, scream of, like, absolute terror.
Like,
I was like, and because, you know, I'm like, wind's not knocked out of me. Oh, it's yeah, not like yeah, an old yeah, man. Yeah. And then this dog just kind of walks up to me and just, like, I didn't know what it was. So I'm just like, oh. And the person's like, ah, show it, show. Get over here. And literally, like, the lady, like, didn't even see if I was okay. I'm, like, laying on the road, like, half dead. And I'm like, ugh.
Sounds horrible.
So that was actually, like, my worst fear realized was, is, like, being chased by something, not even knowing it, and then just suddenly just being on the ground. And I was like, this is how I die.
So you were scared of the goodest boy.
Yes.
He saw you fall and was like, oh, see if he's okay.
But he tripped me. He's the one who tripped me. Oh, he, like, okay. His legs like caught in my, like, board, and that's what stopped his body.
It was a celestial dog.
Yeah.
It was summoned.
If it tripped him, it might have been fiendish.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of spiders or centipedes or anything like that. I think the scene from King Kong where they fall into that crevice, like, this is like the King Kong from, like, the mid-2000s with, like, Jack Black.
Okay.
Where they fall into that, like, ravine full of, like, just giant crickets and, like, those big slugs with
leeches.
The big leeches.
Oh,
with
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, like, ate that guy whole.
Adrian Brody.
Limb by limb.
Yeah.
Adrian Brody.
That's, that pretty much sums up my worst nightmare.
Just creepy crawlies.
Yeah. I mean, I think I should probably share that with a lot of people.
But, I mean, creepy.
But that was a horrifying scene.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they're creepy crawlies that are, like, the size of your body, too. Like, they're not even, like, small, but, like.
Yeah. Like, the worst part about that scene in that movie is, like, I don't think there was any soundtrack during it.
Yeah.
It was just the sound of the bugs and screams of the people. And it was like, it was just like this really dark, horrible scene. I was like, where did this come from?
It's King Kong, after all. Awful. I mean.
It is strange when a movie will take music. It's either when they take the music out and it's just like the sound effects, but I also tend to amplify like the mood when they take the sound effects out and it's just the music.
Yeah,
like for some reason, like you're able to just like really, really like push like the atmosphere by doing one of those things.
Yeah, you can force a scene can be terrifying and they can have this orchestral music behind it, but the second you take that music out, it becomes real.
Yeah,
very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And to add to that, I think probably one of my biggest fears that's always really been in the back of my mind, which, oddly enough, we dealt with last episode, is fire. I'm absolutely terrified of my house catching on fire.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's something that, like, back when I was... This is, you know, getting a little in there. When I first started learning how to drive, first time I got my license, the first time I left my house by myself, I was legit terrified that I left something on that was going to catch the house on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Like stove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I didn't. I came home, place was all right, but it was just in my head the entire trip.
Yeah, I could see that. Like,
yeah, that's also how insurance companies will get you. Because like when Hannah and I first got our first rental house, I remember driving to work one day, and like my three things were, okay, somebody might have seen us just move in, might break into our house, maybe there's an electrical fire because the house is kind of crap, and I was just going through this list, and I was like, maybe renter's insurance is a good thing. Yeah. And that's how they get you. I mean, those are all legitimate concerns.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? But, like, you know, the John's right. Like, you know, the thinking about...
You leaving your house, that is your place with your things, coming back and then it's destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying feeling.
So, in the same vein of Mark's fear, imagine a visible fire.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, that sucks.
Which is actually possible.
Yeah.
Because if you burn certain types of alcohol, it will burn a invisible flame.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it happened once. It wasn't like a NASCAR. It might have been like an F1 like racer.
Yeah. I took shots of that.
Good God. And they were using like this new fuel that was like along the lines of that, and it combusted at some point, and they didn't know how to put it out because they couldn't fucking see it.
Yeah.
So Ricky Bobby was right. Talladega Nights was the true story.
Yeah. That might have been a little bit closer to truth than we were. Yeah.
They put the fire out.
They took that scene from there.
Yeah.
Put the invisible fire out.
Oprah Winfrey.
So, in thinking about the horrible things that await you in this cave behind the battlement of Guardian's Way, you guys wake up the next morning after having your night-long discussion of philosophy.
And theology.
And theology. And you guys want to do anything before you go? We want to just head out?
I'm going to get my sword.
I know, right?
Going to get your sword.
Jake is like, don't remember.
Oh, your plus one striking sword? What was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, back at Breach Hill.
This
guy's sword's just been sitting here.
Huh? it's just there in a fucking box, like waiting for you.
Just for donate it to charity.
Right, he doesn't come back for it.
I'm getting eaten by spiders.
Because it takes 4 days to craft things, Kezra spent some of his time in Benson's house.
Oh yeah, Benson's
setting
house.
Up his alchemical tools and crafting some potions.
Okay.
Using a stone.
And Benson's now very real house.
Yep.
See, he has a house now.
I mean, if he didn't have a house, Kezra couldn't have set up his alchemical tools there.
Exactly. Anyway.
So this is what happened. Kezra's sitting there making alchemical concoctions, and then somebody walks in and goes, "What the hell are you doing in my house?"
Oh, this is Benson's house. Who are you?
I'm Derek. Get the hell out of my house. What are you doing? Wait, are you like Breach Hill's heroes or something?
What? Yes. No. Get away.
He just like grabs all his potions and like, jumps out the window. And he forgets his pants.
your pants get thrown out the window behind you.
Thank you.
You never craft alchemy with your pants on.
It's a rules 1 through 3 for Kezra.
You only use assless chaps.
Well, it's just like the first episode of Breaking Bad, like when he's just in his underwear.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't craft alchemy with your pants on.
You don't want chemical want that reagents smell. On your pants. Yeah. You don't want that smell. Kezra's very proud of his ass.
Yeah, you don't want that smell permeating throughout everything. No. You're fine.
You'll get dressed. You get your equipment together.
Yeah.
And you make your way back to Guardian's Way with your brand new shiny sword that Benson has.
There you go.
So, suited up and ready to go, you get on your horses and trot along. What time are you guys leaving? Thinking 8 a.m., 10 a.m.?
Yeah,
early as possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With the dawn.
Yes.
With the gold of the dawn, or the yellow of the dawn, or whatever you two compete against.
We have to form the Breach Hill Arbor Society first.
Right. There's three trees that might be burnt down. Put acorns there. You'd be fine.
You guys get to Guardian's Way. You pretty much see the same thing that you did. All the cinders have clearly gone out. The tree blackened from the flames you guys set onto it a few days ago. And what do you guys want to do?
Adelar was going to walk up to the burnt tree.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to roll a nature check. So Timmy, the person, knows that, you know, where something is burnt, it's a good idea to plant something there because the soil is enriched because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Adelar got a 15.
15? I would say that's pretty common knowledge that you can, that like ash is a good, the source of nutrients.
One of Abadar's domains is earth. So.
Oh, yeah.
Abadar's knows how to manage the land.
Yes. So Adelar goes over to the tree. He kind of like looks to see, I mean, it's all burned, so there's sunlight pouring through, so he's gonna bury some of the acorns like where the cinders are and stuff, and he's gonna take out the damp stick, also known as the wand of create water, and he is going to water gonna water the ground there.
So like a
he's gonna drown the plant. Got it.
No. Not use it all. Two gallons.
Oh, yeah. So, like, taking out a nice gardening hose with a nice wide spray, you just go, shh.
Yep. He puts his thumb over the tip of the wand.
Yeah. Just get a nice wide area.
Nice mist.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you mist the ground, and it's moist, and you can see the ash sort of sinks into the dirt, and you feel pretty good about it.
So Benson will walk up to you while you're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Kind of unprovoked.
Is there any particular reason we're stopping to plant some seeds?
Have some respect, man.
Respect for nature. Yeah, whatever.
So before he answers Benson, he's going to look down to look at his hand. Is the mark still there?
Can I look at his hand?
It's starting to fade, you think?
Oh, okay. So he kind of looks down at his hand, and then he kind of goes to Benson and says, well, I burned the tree. I should plant a new one in its place.
Yeah. That's respectable.
It's very bold of you. Good.
I guess if you want to roll a perception check to catch me looking at my hand, you can do that if you like.
I suppose I will. I just 22.
All right, let me roll my really good stealth that Adelar has, because he's such a stealthy character.
It's not stealth at all, that gold.
Wow, I actually did better than I thought. I got a 20, but still not good enough.
Nope.
Yeah.
So you notice that before I answer you, I very, very intently look down at my hand.
Let's move on.
The question is not does he notice, it's whether or not Benson cares.
Yeah, it's pretty much honestly. Benson does not care at all.
He doesn't seem to.
No.
All right, so like I said, it's about 11 or noonish at this point. You do some gardening, arboring around the area. Adelar feels pretty confident. How do you guys want to approach the cave entrance? Adelar saw it briefly.
I mean, is the entrance of the cave covered in a flammable web?
It's covered in vines, which are flammable.
Oh, light it on fire. You lit trees on fire?
Great. It's fading. Nuke it.
It's nice to keep a balance of how much blasphemy you do.
I feel like, though, if he's burning a spider's hideout, I don't think
I don't think that much. I don't think Abadar will care at this point.
All right, so are the vines the only way to get up to the cave entrance?
The cave entrance is just hidden behind the vines. So you just have to you could just cut through it and you would find it pretty easily. But because Adalar noticed last time seeing that Trixatog creature, Tixatog creature, excuse me, he knows exactly where it is.
It's been a couple of days, and that Tixatog knows we're here, and I imagine that Vaz would see the carnage left over at the battle. So, I fear we should prepare for the worst.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Perhaps there are traps up ahead. Elkwood, do you think you could try to seek them out if there are any?
Oh, why, yes. I can sneak ahead a little bit. Oh, that is a...
There's a cat in the cave.
There's a cat in the cave!
The loudest cat ever.
Yes, he is going to roll a stealth check, I guess. Like to
search for traps.
Search for traps. You have to be trained in thievery.
That I am.
And then you roll a perception check against the traps, like seek DC or
what? Yeah. Yep.
So go ahead and roll perception.
Sure, you're terrible at that.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. That's a terrible roll. That's only a 10 for perception.
Ten. You look around. You do not see any traps. Do you guys walk in?
Benson makes very clear that he is going to be the first one walking in, and I also have the ever-burning torch.
You don't want, because that'll be using a hand. I could just cast light on your shield.
Yeah. Good point.
Kezra's got the torch.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Actually, no, I don't. I have a two-handed halberd. Never mind. Put it in my pants.
That works. Your pants are just glowing.
That works.
All right, so you guys walk into this room. Titled appropriately, C6.
Dear God, they named these appropriately.
Better watch out, it's a dungeon crawl now.
This cavern has a layer of dirt strewn about its floor, soaked muddy in places by moisture and disturbed. It would appear by the passage of feet. Two tunnels lead farther in, one to the north and another to the south.
Can Elkwood do a survival check, I guess, to see fresher?
Absolutely, roll a survival check. Go ahead.
Boom. Ah, shit. That's a 13.
13. There are some footprints. It kind of looks like they've walked back and forth quite a bit, so this is clearly some sort of main thoroughfare that they're using in this cave, so...
Damn. Okay. I was just trying to think if, like, there was a more common route that's being partaken.
Well, right or left?
North and east at this point.
Yeah, so the south entrance goes east right afterwards, so it kind of makes a sharp hook there. But north just goes straight north. So which room do you want to go in?
Would we have any idea what was straight north of us?
Yeah.
Like the locale of like an Eisger?
Yes, because we're looking for something that goes through the mountain, aren't we?
Yeah, so in Vaz's note, she said that Alceta's ring was somehow connected to Guardian's Way. Now, you know that Hell Knight Hill is east of here, so you would have to go east somehow, or vaguely east anyway. But, you know, the way the cave systems work, you could have to go north, 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 and then make a U-turn back. Okay. So.
Well, do we want to make our way east or go north?
Say you're the leader. Would you like me to flip a coin?
We'll go east.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this.
Can Elkwood actually take a... at this point, since he's been talking back and forth about Nogoba and all that fun stuff, could he do a stealth check ahead of time as well as a thievery check? Like, just to see if there's, like, traps, anything laid in the way. Like, since he was in that bookstore and there was that door that decided to have spikes coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know that you found traps before looking for Vaz. So,
he's kind of considering that she's going to have probably, if she's ahead of us, she probably has stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God. So thievery or stealth first?
Go ahead and roll thievery as you were looking while you're walking.
That'd be 16.
16? You don't seem to see anything. Just looks like you can see the footprints and everything like that, but you don't see anything sort of past that. You don't find any traps or anything.
Oh God. Okay, seems to be okay here. Like ahead of at least. That's gonna bite me in the ass later. Okay. Yeah, seems to be fine.
So as you make your way south, it immediately cuts east. And you see.
Oh jeez.
What do I see? What do I see?
Please don't. Oh. Crates?
Boxes.
Crates and barrels.
That looks to be that way. Let me go ahead and read the description here. A bedroll, a small fire, and a stack of books and papers, and a curious array of equipment covered in a tarp mark this as a spot where someone has been camping for several days. You're pretty sure it's Vaz as she's standing right there.
Oh, shit!
Wait, what?
She's right there!
That escalated quickly.
Wow, I didn't expect her.
With what seems to be two skeletons.
Oh, shit! Well, I didn't expect her to be right there.
I mean...
Wow!
Expect this to be a little more of a trick.
Yeah, right!
So as you round the corner, she is immediately just waiting for you.
Oh my gosh.
She goes, "Finally, you've made your way here. Tell me, what do you plan to do with your corpses? Because I have plenty of ideas."
You are...
There you go.
You're already dead, Vaz.
I was planning on interrogating you and revealing all information that you might have. And plus with your supplica of Kelmont as well.
I wasn't planning on doing anything with my corpse. I'd be dead.
I was planning on dancing with the dead.
Seems like a weird question.
Especially more the question of what will you be doing with your corpse at the end of this?
This is such a weird conversation.
I know, man. It's just terrible.
Speaking of dancing with the dead, let's dance now. Roll me initiative.
Oh.
Yay. Yes.
Ooh.
Decent.
Ooh,
decent.
Baby, a triple. Not really, but...
I'll say, how you get triple digits there?
I wish. So Vaz is right there. Jeez.
Yes.
I was expecting her to hide. Actually.
Vaz is right there.
These better be beefy skeletons, because I'm going to barrel through at least one of them.
Oh, no, yeah.
I planned for this fight. I am so fucking excited for it.
Come on.
Going around the table. Elkwood.
That would be an 18.
18 for old Elkwood.
Also an 18 from me, so.
So Elk will probably go first with this. Yeah. I'll just make you 18.1.
Non-plate one.
Got it.
Non-plate. No.
Kezzer?
13.
13. And Adelar?
16.
16.
Shit.
So. Going first is going to be Elkwood.
All right. Elkwood is going to see her, and I would say Scald was trailing right behind. Right behind. Shoot. How this little tunnel is kind of annoying.
Yeah, this is a tight area. We should really describe this. So you guys, it's literally a 5-foot-wide hallway into this room. And then it branches out a little bit, but the way she has it set up is that you cannot get in past this little 5-foot hallway. So you would have to push through her two skeletons. One of them looks pretty nasty. The other one just looks like, you know, just some normal skeleton you might find that you found earlier.
Where's the skeleton at?
So there's a skeleton here. And there's a skeleton right here. Shit.
Yeah. Okay, so Elkwood's just going to take point right here. I guess be right in point to a attack or
it's
whatever.
It's not your character.
Yeah, well, he's a half elf, so
is Mark moving out of everyone else's character.
Yeah, right. So he's going to move right here for his first action.
Uh-huh.
He's going to hunt prey on her.
Okay.
And he is going to attack immediately.
Okay.
So he is not going to waste any time. Oh my God. That'd be a 14.
Bad place for a longbow.
Well, it's yep. not a longbow, short bow.
Right.
Still, it's not great.
No.
14 does not hit.
Yeah, figured.
Yep.
So it's, he did hunt prey, moved hunt prey, and then attacked. So he's end his turn.
As the end of Elkwood.
Skull is back here still.
Sir Benson, it is your turn.
So should I assume the skeleton in front of me directly is the beefier one?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to roll knowledge religion, I can tell you what they are.
I would love to roll knowledge religion.
Well, that's an action if you want to use that action to recall knowledge.
Yeah, I'm still going
to
do it.
Alrighty.
Makes sense for him to do it.
Nope, that was a terrible roll. Ah. All right, now I'm just going to start swinging.
All right.
Just beat the crap out of it. You'll be fine.
Wait, if it's a terrible roll, you get bad information.
Oh, yeah. I
got a 6 on the die, so I have a +6 to religion.
Oh, so probably cool. Not.
Just a regular failure.
Okay. It's just a skeleton.
To attack the skeleton... 20.
20 does not hit as his shield is raised.
Beefy Whoa. Boy. Using that mechanic against me. Dirty bastard.
Ooh, that sucks.
I know, this is fun. I like this. Oh.
Now you know how to
it is.
I got one more, right?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Raise my shield.
You raise your shield. Shield raising party.
Almost caught me being greedy.
It is now Vaz's turn. Vaz turns around and begins walking up the wall.
Wait, what?
Oh,
shit, she has spider walk or some shit. Oh, man.
She's got some ability where she's able to climb up walls. She then goes to cast a spell. She points out her dagger and points it at the first person there. Let's see, Benson, right in the front.
Maybe.
And she says, "The grave calls your name." Go ahead and make me a will save.
All right, just to ask, asking for a friend, are we doing hero points?
We are doing hero points.
All right, so, John, that means if you really mess up this
roll,
you could use a hero point to reroll.
20.
That is a fail.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
It's not good.
Oh boy.
Hero point.
All right.
Is that a bad roll or is that just
21?
Fail.
Oh no.
That dice played it.
Wheel.
Oh no.
All so fair. Call of the Grave.
Oh.
You fire a ray of sickening energy. I need to make a spell attack roll. We'll see.
There you go.
We'll see.
Could miss.
25 total.
Oh,
okay. I had to check. So, with a success, so you failed the will save, so you become sickened 1. And then she seems to hold her dagger close to her face, and she sort of breathes in this necrotic energy from it. And that's the end of her turn. And now the skeletons will start attacking.
Oh, no.
The skeleton with the shield and longsword is going to... who's right there in front?
Benson and Elkwood.
Yeah, Benson,
Benson and Elkwood. So, yeah, you know, she's not a fan of paladins.
Yeah.
So the one skeleton is going to slash out with his longsword a few times.
Does second affect my AC? It
does.
Second?
Yeah.
Is that the one that you have to retch in order to get done? Or is it?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Second gives you... yeah, status penalty on all your checks and DCs.
Okay, so one.
And you can't drink potions while sick.
Yeah, because you just throw them up. Yeah. 22 to hit.
Miss. Wait, no. No.
His shield.
That hits.
That hits? That hits the shield.
Oh, it hits the shield. Yeah.
That is 5 points of damage.
Pardon is 7. I guess.
Okay. Second attack. 19.
Miss.
Third attack. 2 total, so miss. The regular skeleton is going to start swinging out at Elkwood.
Oh, shit. That's fine.
First attack. He just has a scimitar, so it's nothing crazy.
Yeah, it still sucks.
It is a skeleton, though.
Yeah, it's a skeleton.
Is Adelar would be more situated in this situation, being involved in skeletons.
you're saying you want a repeat of the
skeleton blender?
The skeleton blender?
Do you see that I'm in the back?
He knows what happens.
Here, go after him.
Yeah. No, just fine. So, scimitar, first attack coming out.
Skeleton blunder or skeleton blender? Because that's basically what it was, too.
Yeah.
They both mean the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Scimitar from the skeleton going out on Elkwood is a 21 to hit.
Exactly, AC.
Take 3 points of damage.
Damn. Okay.
14 to hit on the second attack.
Miss.
And miss on the last one.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn, you hit me exactly.
Adelar, it is your turn.
I got decisions to make.
Decisions. That you do.
So, I'm going to take a step here, and the question is, do I go for broke with the heal spell, or do I disrupt undead? That is the question.
Disrupt Undead is a pretty solid spell.
It is. Yeah, because the minimum damage I can do with that spell is like 5, which is pretty sweet.
That's pretty good.
Whereas with heal, the minimum damage I can do is 2.
Yeah.
But the max, man. The max. If I roll max, it'd be so sweet.
Yeah, so it's do you like safety or do you like danger?
You know, I'll just stick with Disrupt Undead. I'm going to cast... Adelar locks eyes, well, if he can, with the skeleton, the regular skeleton, and he just conjures up a mote of golden light, and he lances it with some positive energy.
Oh.
So go ahead and make me a fortitude save.
So you're going against the big skeleton?
Regular skeleton.
Regular skeleton.
Yeah.
A total of 4.
Ooh, critically fails.
Ooh, well then.
That's good.
Oh, if the creature critically fails to save, it is also enfeebled 1 for 1 round.
It might just die. It might just die.
I don't know. Maybe it'll live. Oh, gosh. Well, I almost rolled the minimum. 6 points of positive damage.
It dies.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
But right. I said, I'm looking at the HP. I'm like, probably gonna die.
Okay, skeleton one down.
Yep.
Only the giant one in front of me with a shield.
I know.
Yeah, whatever. That's one less, though.
All right.
That's my turn.
That's your turn. Kezzer.
Tell me, if I was, like, here, could I reach her with a reach weapon?
If you were where? Where are you looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Kezra is going to waste no time. Get out of my way! As he moves to right here. And...
Well, wait, your reach gets you to 10 feet?
Mm-hmm.
No, the ceilings are 15 feet high.
Okay, well, then I don't do that.
Okay, sorry, yep. I remember reading that, because that was part of the battle tactics.
Wait, so why couldn't you reach at 10 feet?
Because she's 15 feet in the air.
She's in the air. Okay.
Well, she's on the ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, that's like right. She walked. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I mean, I'm 6 feet tall.
So.
I know, right?
But wouldn't you have to get right under her then?
I don't know. That's
hey, most halberds have most halberds have a spike.
Yeah. You should be able to poke her.
Okay, well then, Kezra will move to here instead, so they cannot reach her, and cast Electric Arc on both of them.
All right.
So they both roll reflexes.
There you go.
Okay. Let's do the skeleton first. Reflex save, 23 total.
That'll be half damage.
All right. And for her, her reflexes are all right. 18.
I think that just makes it. Yeah, that just makes it.
All right.
So it's a half damage.
Still damage.
Okay, 4 and a 3. So 5 damage each.
5 damage each.
So not too bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah. All right.
That's not bad.
Okay. After Kezra unleashes an arc of electricity, it comes back to Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood is going to attack her again with a bow. And he already hunted prey on her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my god, same fucking number. God.
I have watched him roll like 4 2s.
Oh god.
Alright, that's a 12. So that's a miss. And he's on roll again. And that is a natural one. So
God! Get a different D20, man.
Damn straight. I'm going to my stone dice instead of this gold dice. So, natural one. Where's your dice? Or where's your deck of playing cards?
I've got it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Not fingers. You take 1d4 persistent bleed damage.
That's whatever.
So you cut yourself. With your own bow.
All right.
Sharp arrows.
Do I roll that, or does...
You'll roll it every time. At the end of each of your turns.
Okay.
And then you can roll to end it after you take the damage.
Okay. So he's going to last action send Skull. The send Skull is fully... I don't know. He's fully HP'd.
Yep.
First round to run up, but she's up on the ceiling. What, 15 feet, you said?
Yep, 15 feet.
So there's no freaking way. Reaching there. So he's going to run here, movement speed wise, and he's going to attack the the skeleton, the beefy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, well. Wow, that's a fucking natural one.
Used the same dice.
This is unreal. This is unreal.
Oh, it's okay, man.
I don't use this dice anymore. It's
happens
fine.
To everybody.
It's fine. It's gone.
Torn muscle. Oh, yeah. As he goes to bite him, I guess, pulls his neck.
Yeah, sounds right.
And you are enfeebled 1 until healed.
Yeah, whatever.
So, -1 to all strength-based DCs.
Yeah, that's whatever.
So it sounds like you need me to channel next turn.
Well, he hasn't taken actually any damage, but still it sucks.
Yeah.
And so by the end of Elkwood's turn, he's going to roll that. That's 2 damage for the bleed.
Yeah, for your
yep.
bleed.
All right. Bleedy fingers.
Whatever.
DC 15 to try to recover from that.
Okay, that's my turn then.
All right. After Elkwood.
God, that sucks.
Fumbles his way through his turn. Comes to Sir Benson.
It's an action to retch, correct?
Yep.
I will retch, bringing down my sickened.
Mm-hmm.
Though I have a feeling I'm about to get sickened again. Just a sinking feeling.
You'll be fine.
But first swing of the turn. Natural 18 on the die for 26. Say that doesn't have my punch
yet. No, it is. Yeah.
No, it's a man. That's 2d8 now, correct?
Yeah, oh, man.
Yes, it is.
Oh, got that.
That striking round. Striking ring. Beefs it up, man.
Mm-hmm.
One of those was max and one was a 4.
Nice.
So 15 points of damage.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
Was that against the skeleton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Alright.
Ray shield last time.
And razor shield. Coming to Vaz's turn. Vaz is going to reach out of her hand and let's see. This is a it's a line, is it?
Oh no.
Oh,
she
oh,
takes no. a 5-foot step and she casts a spell full of inky tendrils as they rip through this entire line of people here.
So like
oh my gosh. I think it's going through
so Skult, Benson, and Adalar.
Everyone there needs to make a 42 save.
Okay, using different D20. Screw this.
Good job, Kezra. Moving out of the way.
The only one safe is Kezra.
Get out of the stupid hallway.
Okay. It is nice they gave her a line of effect spell.
Yeah,
for
right?
a hallway.
Yeah.
So that was a 42 save, right?
42 save, yes.
Remember, you guys got a hero point in case you want to re-roll it.
That is a 24 for Elk and a... Oh, crap. I just gotta remember what the hell Skull did. I think it's plus 10. No. Hold on. I got the app.
All right, Adalar got a 24.
Skull's
well.
Fortitude save should only be like plus 7.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not much.
With an 18 on the die, Benson, Fortitude got a 27.
27? And, okay.
Elkwood was a 24, uh-huh. while Skult was a 14.
Gotcha. So Skult is the only one who failed completely. Everyone else gets one success. However,
still
on a success, the creature takes half the negative damage and no persistent bleed damage.
Ooh. Okay.
But Skult will take the full and persistent bleed damage.
All right.
So with her spell, let's see. Yeah, it's gonna be. It's,
what is the spell?
You would have to roll.
I don't know. I'm not an arcanist.
Let's see.
Timmy the player has a good idea what spell that is.
I'm sure you do.
Skult
takes 10 damage.
Oh, that sucks.
Everyone else takes 5 negative damage.
Okay.
But the skeleton seems to look a lot better.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, of course.
As it healed from the spell.
Boo.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. 36, 44, and Skull to be 10, says 20 out of 30. It's not the worst.
It is not the worst. That is correct. All right, that was Vaz's turn. So the skeleton will now. Let's see, who's around? Oh, that dog.
I just smashed that skull.
Yeah, like, he's going to look away from Benson and go, like, oh, there's a wolf. Yeah.
Dog looks like an easy target.
Yeah, right? Skeletons are like...
Kill that fucking dog. All right.
You kill this dog, I'm going to get Big Bumble the next time. You don't want to fuck with the grizzly.
16 to hit the dog.
That is a miss.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
that's a miss. He is weirdly... Yeah, his AC is good. Slightly, okay.
15.
Miss.
And then an 8.
Miss.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Unfortunately, nothing, as it swings at the dog.
He's a wolf, not a dog. The wolf is strangely compulsive.
Yeah. All right. After Vaz and her skeletal guard, it comes to Adalar.
Adalar is going to close his eyes and pray.
Abadar, help me rid this place of the undead and bring vitality back to the living. As he spends all three actions to cast a heal spell, that's going to hit everybody but Vaz because she's up high. So everybody is going to restore, and then the big skelly is going to need to make me a fortitude save.
Nice. All right.
Okay, so everybody heals 9.
All right.
And then,
hey, I'm back to full.
11 for the skeleton.
Oh, that's a fail. So that's 9 points of positive damage.
All right.
Oh, and that, make sure you, it ends bleed conditions as well. And I think someone else had a condition that was ended until healed. Sculpt, he had a enfeebled condition.
Yeah,
so that's gone.
Your persistent bleed is not healed by that.
Oh, it's not?
No, magical healing doesn't end persistent bleed. It has to be a medicine check or your DC check.
That's fine.
Yep.
I'm back to max, though, so I'm good. For now.
All right, so that was a 3 action?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Kezzer.
If Kezzer jumped on top of this crate, could he reach her?
Sure.
Sick. All right, Kezzer is going to pop up here. And he is going to strike out with his halberd, but his halberd is also, as he casts a spell, True Strike. Oh, it is going to glow as Kezzer really wants to try to crit her.
Yes. Destroy.
Glad I cast that. So that will be 22 to hit.
That hits?
Yes. Alright. Only 6 damage.
Butter.
6 damage is 6 damage, though.
That's true.
What was it exactly?
True Strike. It allows you to roll twice and take the better and ignore.
So it was like a spear? Oh, no, the halberd. That's right.
Yeah, halberd.
It's not bad.
I should have cast magic weapon first. But yeah. Oh well. I rolled a 6 and a 13.
So she, as you pull your halberd and you swing it upward to hit her, a shield spell comes around and just ching and blocks.
Interesting.
Blocks some damage.
It did block some damage. It didn't break it though.
What?
Okay.
It didn't break it like you thought it would.
Wow.
Gotta smash it.
That just looks to be a bit harder than usual.
It's kind of like what Kezra does, like, right? The shield spell.
Yeah. It was the same thing. It was just that usually it would break after, like, after 5. This one looks a bit harder than usual.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, because you could do that extra skill, right?
No, it's heightened.
Oh, heightened.
Yeah.
Shield. Oh, wow.
She's a better spell caster than me.
Oh, no.
Yep. All right. Is there anything else you want to do?
That's it.
All right. After Kezra, it comes to Elkwood.
Is it? Already?
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. Elkwood is going to do the same thing. He is going to take a shot at her.
Just drop a 20 right here. You got it.
I'm using a different dice. I swear to God. Oh, my God. Well, that's 18 total.
18 does not hit.
Oh, he's on shoot again. Why not? That's a miss, too. God. Give me a moment while I reprocess this entire freaking thing. Let's see. She's 15 feet up in the air. It's going to be a negative 10. Okay, so he is currently right there. He's going to use his last action. Since a skeleton, he's going to move right here. Take a 5-foot step, I guess.
All right.
For his last action. And Skull can't freaking reach her because she's 15 feet up in the air.
Yep.
Well, she shouldn't be at 15 feet in the air. all right, well, both their turns are done since he can't do it. Like, unless he can jump like 10 feet in the air like Air Bud, he's not going to be able to hit her.
There are no rules in the rule book that state he can't.
No. My wolf can jump 10 feet. No, he can't jump 10 feet, so
all right.
It's done.
Okay.
God, I'm rolling shit.
Benson.
I'm just going to keep doing what I have been doing.
Keep going, buddy.
Keep hammering away. It's a 21. It's not going to hit.
Nope.
Also a miss. Ray shield. Sad plate mail noise.
It's only when you dodge.
It's like I'm fighting another tank. It's weird.
It sucks.
Coming to Vaz's turn. Vaz looks at Kezra.
Oh no. Oh no, Kezra.
No kidding.
Oh no!
And she looks at you and she says an incantation and she sort of clenches her hand at you. Make me a will save.
She's try hard. Watch out.
I think I'm pretty good at that.
Your will save's fine, I think. Yep.
Kezra's saved pretty well this whole campaign.
Please roll good.
And I rolled a natural 3.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to spend my hero point.
Okay.
Yes, do it.
Natural 2.
Oh, oh my no. gosh.
No.
So with the spell paralyzed.
No.
The spell paralyzed, a critical failure says the target is paralyzed for 4 rounds.
I'm going to go poop.
At the end of each of its turns, it can attempt a new will save to reduce the remaining duration by 1 round, or end it entirely on a critical success.
Okay.
I guess there's no way, like, anyone can wake him or, like,
no,
shake him.
No, paralysis.
I'm awake.
Yeah, no, he's completely aware.
Yeah, I get that.
Frozen in fear.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if there's, like, a way to, like, poke him and be like, oh, okay, he's alive.
Man, I was going
to
do something cool in my turn.
So Kezra is winding up for another one, and she just holds her hand out and clenches it in place, and he just... He is completely paralyzed for the next 4 or so rounds.
Oh, God. Might as well go, like, make a sandwich or something.
Well, apparently I get to save, and I can still recall knowledge.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't move.
And the skeleton.
Skeletons will keep swinging.
Seeing that you're paralyzed.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
What a bitch.
Well, he's going to have to move. That skeleton's going to have to move, right?
And I can't attack him because I'm not a fighter.
No,
he moved away from you anyway.
Yeah.
One action.
No attacks of opportunity going out. He's going to use one action to get up there, and then his last 2 actions to swing at the paralyzed Kezra.
He's a smart skeleton. That's for damn sure.
I mean, it's mostly just Foss. He's a bitch. First one coming out against the paralyzed half orc.
This is going to be a crit.
26.
Critical hit.
Yep.
I mean, we can't go combat without a crit. So.
It'd be weird.
Man, I'm flat footed, so just double damage.
20 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Just double damage.
Ow.
Okay.
And then an 11.
Nope.
Surprisingly.
So the skeleton gets up on some of these boxes and just stabbed Kezra in the chest. Oh. Kezra reacts to nothing.
Wow.
But you see blood just splatter onto the wood boxes.
See, it sucks because now we're like, oh, Vaz is attempting resurrection spells now.
You're going to pay for that. I'm going to recall knowledge on you.
But it's like if Kezra somehow dies, she might try to bring him back.
Adalar, it is your turn.
Oh, no.
Well... Isn't my turn usually spent healing Kezra, so...
Thanks, friend.
You took 20 damage, right?
Yeah. You'll be fine. I mean, do I even have... I guess I have to roll. I mean, it's heightened. I know you're going to heal to full. Yeah, you're at... I mean, that's 20 HP right there. 22 HP. So, you fine.
Are you alright?
Let me see. I have one action left, so let me see if...
Heal the skeleton.
Hold on. When have you ever been just dropping 20 healing? Just...
He's using an actual spell.
Man. Level three, I got extra D10 to my healing.
He's using an actual D10 plus 16 on the two.
I'm not sad. I'm impressed.
I know you weren't, but yeah, that's why, man. Level three is great.
Yeah.
He's using an actual heal spell instead of the medicine check, so that's what happened.
And then he is going to use a one action because he's got one left to give guidance to Elkwood.
Like, oh, boy.
Elkwood. Let's Avatar guide your bow.
Oh, so I hope.
All right.
Don't forget your plus one on your turn.
All right. I'm going to use that.
All right. Adalard, completely canceling out any crit that the skeleton just did, it comes to Kezra.
So I can roll a save at the end of my turn?
So you can roll. Let me pull it up here. So critical failure says the target is paralyzed for 4 rounds, so starting off at 4. At the end of each of its turns, it can attempt a new will save to reduce the remaining duration by 1 round. Or if you get a critical success on the original DC, then you reduce it entirely.
All right, well, I'm just going to end my turn. I don't have knowledge religion.
Yep.
You have to know knowledge religion.
No. Jeez.
Nope.
Natural 7.
Okay. It's a good thing there's no continue to be paralyzed for longer by right. trying
true.
Again. Yeah, there's no downfall for trying.
That's
so.
True.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
God, he's on a freaking good. Yeah, that. He's going to attack. Oh, 18 will die.
Told you we do.
Get that extra plus one in there.
Plus one, so that's a 19 plus character sheet. That's a plus. That's actually a plus one trooper. So that is a 29 to hit.
29 to hit. To hit Voss.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a hit.
Yeah.
Not a crit, but it still hits.
That's great.
So first time he's hitting. So that's a D6 plus a D8 for the precision.
For precision, yeah.
Precision. That's a 6 plus 7.
Yes!
So, met your mathematician.
13.
That's a 13 points of damage.
13 points of damage. As she brings the shield up, you crack it, and the arrow still goes into her.
Beautiful!
Yes!
So he is actually going to snipe again.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, like, he's not going to get the precision, but, you know, he's going.
He's got a beat on her.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that reminds me of this.
All right.
And he is standing right here, so he's on taking our 5 foot step. And Skalt still can't freaking reach, but he's going to. No, actually, he's not on a 5 foot step. Skeleton's still alive, the beefy guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The beefy boy is still alive. He's going to man Skalt to attack the beefy boy. It's a lot of bones, so he figured that he could get some milk bone.
Yeah, he's probably excited to attack the skeleton.
Yeah, he's like, oh boy, thighs. So he's going to have third command to have Skalt attack the skeleton.
All right.
Skalt, that is a...
Wait, tell me how Skalt moved up there.
Skalt's right there.
He's like, right there.
He is right there.
Okay.
That would be a 16 to hit.
No, it does not hit.
Well, he's on spite again. That's a miss.
All right.
Ah, he tried.
Sir Benson.
All right. Seeing as I can't really do much else, I will
throw your sword at her.
Just overhand.
Not quite. Not quite.
I will be thrown. I will be thrown.
What I will do, though, is... No, I'm just going to swing at Skeld. Yeah. Move up, swing.
You don't have mercy yet for your lay on hands, do you?
Hmm?
Nothing.
Well, that was a 19 on the die.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that should definitely hit.
Well, I
29.
Mean... Give me a second. So, 27, but that's not a crit. So,
no, it's not a crit. Still a good hit though.
That's baller.
Mm-hmm. 12 points of damage.
The skeleton has died.
Yes!
Okay. So it's just Voss.
Great.
So you mentioned Lay on Hands. It's not a touch spell, is it?
Lay on Hands?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a touch thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You did more damage anyway.
So I'm just going to try to move. What the hell is... Okay, trackpads are weird. I'm just going to move to protect Kezra, seeing that he cannot defend himself right now.
Well, I mean, skeleton's dead at least. So that's good.
It's just a Voss beneath a pit of piranhas.
Yep.
I know, right?
Yep, she's just there.
So she's walking or flying?
Walking.
Oh, so she's like upside down?
Yeah.
Oh god, that's even worse.
Yeah, she's just literally, her feet are just attached to the ceiling, 50 feet up.
That sucks.
And she's just shooting spells down. All right, after Benson, it does come to Voss. Quite upset that you killed her skeletons.
Yep.
You fools, you're ruining everything! She is going to cast...
Oh, no.
Let's
command
see.
Person.
unfortunately, she does not have that.
Thank God she doesn't. That would suck.
She is going to point her hand over at Elkwood.
Oh, no. I didn't do anything.
Broke shield.
I didn't break her.
And she is going to shoot an acid arrow at you.
Oh. Still a lot of damage.
What's that?
Well, she makes a spell attack roll, so...
That's gonna suck.
How's a 33?
That has to be a crit.
That is a crit. That hurts. Oh my god.
The spell already does a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be double?
Yeah, so usually 3d8.
Oh no.
Let's see.
Shit.
Oh my gosh.
Why can't everything attain this?
I wasn't expecting it to hit that hard.
So that's 28 points of damage.
Okay. That's... I'm still up. Wow. So whatever.
And plus 1d6 persistent acid damage.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, that replaces your other persistent damage.
Yeah, all right.
That's true. You can only have one.
It does say on a critical hit, I double the initial damage, but the persistent damage does not get doubled. Okay. So it's just 1d6.
Oh, wow. That so hurt. That hurt a bit. I gotta say, I'm below half. Elkwood is favoring whatever part of the body. and persistent acid damage, right? That comes in
at the end of your turn.
Yeah, that'll be the end of your turn. So we'll wait a little while for that. See, does she want to move at all?
No. She wants to stand still and get hit. Like a freaking pivot.
5, 10, 15. She begins walking into the northern corridor.
Nope.
Let me go ahead and reveal it, since you guys can't see it. It just wasn't applicable at the time. So she begins walking in the northern corridor. You can see it eventually sort of curves west. I'm out of view. But you can still see her down there. It comes to Adalar.
Oh, man. Well, I guess...
Still 15 feet up, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that spell doesn't end for a while.
Well, I mean, the cavern could get, like, closer to 10 feet higher, you know.
No, it specifically says that it's 15 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's distance.
I wonder why.
You gotta jump up it.
Yeah!
Swing, hit it. Throw the wolf at it.
I'm gonna use two actions to do a heal on Elkwood.
Oh boy. Thank you.
So that's 27 points.
That's almost back. All right. All right. I'm almost, honestly, 1 point to fill full.
You don't always need a cleric for every adventuring group, but God, do they feel good.
Yeah, they do. All right, I'm back to full almost, so I'm good.
And then,
Where should I go? I think I'm going to go down that corridor. 10, 15, 20. So I'm going to go right here. What do I see? In classic Kezra fashion, I'm going to split the party.
Okay.
The squishiest
skeletons.
Squishiest character in the party gonna go off on his own in the direction of the big bad.
It's okay, Adalars don't pull out a great
the classic strategy.
Yeah. Wait, I forgot about the what was that thing called?
So in this room
Oh god, he's happy.
The corners of this cavern are filled with thick strands of spider webs. In the center of the western wall, a pouch of thick webbing trembles in occasional vibration.
Look at that smile.
A thin stream of minerals drips slowly from the center of the ceiling, slicking the floor here and creating treacherous footing. There's web everywhere.
We forgot about the spiders.
We walking through here will be a pain in the butt, and by that I mean a reflex save.
Can you reveal it on the map?
Yes, I will reveal it on the map.
Right, cool.
Wait, did you walk that way, or did you walk down the corridor like norm? Like everyone else was here. Come on. There you go. Like, were you walking down this, or were you... No, you're just going straight up.
So, as you go north, and this room opens up, you see the Tixotog.
Oh, no! And convince him! Diplomacy!
And it goes... And it goes... food!
No, I am your friend.
Yes! Boss is diplomacy. Your food.
Diplomacy.
Sure. Make a diplomacy check.
Please. Oh my god, if he gets a natural 20.
I'm going to have to combine these two initiative trackers.
21 for diplomacy.
Ooh, that's not bad. Ah, says you're out of me.
Jake looks like he's trying not to laugh so hard.
What's his... Your food look very tasty and talk good too.
He's very educated food.
Alright, let me pull the creature over into the initiative tracker.
Dear God.
What the hell is behind him? I just see a white dot.
This is where
that looks like an egg.
Adler dies.
So, Kezra can't say anything, quite literally. Kezra, it is your turn, though.
Did you roll last
time? And that's my turn.
Did you roll last time to reduce?
20.
20, no.
Two more rounds, boys.
There's no way to wait. Shake him out of it.
Oh, it's paralysis. It's
magical paralysis.
Yeah, it's no. There's no sleep. There's no.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing like
sucks.
That. Okay, so the Tixotog is quite interested in the meal that just walked in.
It's okay. You're bigger than.
And goes.
Small.
And goes.
Don't. I will feed my children today.
Oh no.
And climbs down the webbing over to that big web sack that you saw, and using an interact action, her second action for the turn, cracks it open, and a swarm of spiders come out.
Oh! No.
Okay.
How about no?
I didn't expect you to go into this room.
Well, Adalars gonna Adalar.
Alrighty.
Adalars gonna Adalar.
And,
convince the spiders! Diplomacize with them. Turn against their own kin.
When Kelly is giving you that look about going into a unknown room, you know you fucked up.
Even though Kelly would do it. Especially Kezra would go into it in their own room.
I know, but it's like on brand for Kezra.
Yeah. You're a bad influence.
I'm
burning
trees. I'm flying heedlessly into battle. Kezra, you're having a negative influence on my life.
And I would like to point out, there is no way I would know you're in trouble right there. I'm chasing Vaz.
Yeah, none of us know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, I have three actions with which I can move.
If you get to use them.
That's true.
So, where's the swarm at?
So the swarm is directly next to the Tixotog. And what's the spider swarm speed? What's the speed? Speed of 20 feet. Okay, got it. 5, 10, 15, 20. Right over Adalar.
Of course.
Oh, it's a 10-foot, 10-foot.
Great.
Wonderful. Yep.
Sucks.
But luckily... that is, I'm counting that as the Tixitok's last action, so it's still it's not going to get that. But there is still a giant swarm of spiders encroaching onto the party.
Wonderful.
All right, Elkwood.
Okay, Elkwood is going to take first action to move here. He's going to pursue Voss, so he's actually just going to move there, actually.
All right, so you're just heading north into the...
Oh, yeah, he's going to head north. He's like, oh, she moved behind the corridor. He's going to chase her.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to snipe up... What was that?
That's a 19.
That's a 19 on die.
Oh!
That is a 29 again.
Oh!
All right, that is a hit.
So he is going to... That's a 7... And that's a 2, so that is going to be 9 damage to her.
Okay.
I don't know if that gets to her shield. Did she put the shield up?
Well, you broke the shield last time.
Oh, the shield's broken?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. Yep.
That's what I told you.
Oh, I didn't. Like with yours, it's like it hurts it.
Hers is a magical shield.
Yeah, she had a magical shield.
Oh, hers is magical, yeah. So she has... Okay,
yeah, it was cool. Shield spell.
Can't so hurt. It's broken, so she takes that full 9 points of damage.
Yes, she does.
Oh, beautiful. So he's going to keep firing on her.
Yeah.
And that is a... hold on, that's a -5, so that's a 20 on total.
20 total does not do it.
Okay.
Almost. You, as the arrow shot, you see it sort of like bounce off of this like almost force field of armor around your chest.
Yeah, and he's going to third action. He's well, I mean, he already moved, but he's just going to, I guess, free action. He's going to take you down like Calmont and your peasant servant.
All right.
Yeah.
Big reveal.
Well,
you
didn't hear it. You're being swarmed by spiders.
No, I didn't hear it, but everyone, I mean, Kezra did.
Everyone
is paralyzed state like.
Kezra is just paralyzed. He doesn't give a shit.
Benson.
I'm just going to pursue. There's nothing I can do here. But 5, 10, 15, 20.
Just overhand throw your sword. Pin her to the ceiling.
That's literally all I can... Can I use all 3 movements to get in front of her?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You can... Because of her spell... Okay, because of spider walk, she's literally going to walk right over
you. Yeah, I know. But there's literally nothing I can do.
Wait, does Benson see around the corner by chance, or no?
Does spider walk require, like, a...
If you're standing actually right there, he can see the Tixitog.
Does spider walk require a, like, reflex save every time you get hit while standing on the ceiling or something?
Nope.
Okay. I was just curious.
So you know how you walk?
Yeah, but I wasn't sure.
That's how it is on the ceiling.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure.
It's super simple.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if, like, she had to, like, concentrate doing it or something. Okay.
Just works.
Hey, I was just...
No, I got you. You're trying to find a way
like
around
it. Like, she fell, like, oh, God, I got hit.
Let's see what Voss wants to do now. Seeing herself get surrounded, she's going to cast a spell on herself.
Oh, no.
So she says an incantation, and 3 illusionary images of her swirl around her space.
Fuck! Sorry. Freaking illusions. I hate them.
I don't care if you swear, dude.
Yeah.
I freaking hate illusions. I just don't want Tim to learn the bad language.
3, 4, 5, 6. And then she moves back behind the Tixitog, and you hear her say, Volka, kill these fools.
Now she goes, look, I'm going to get dinner. Dinner's so tasty.
And she like, and she and the Tixitog sort of like rubs her hands, I want to say loosely together like a fly.
Oh my gosh. Diplomatized him, I swear. You can convince this thing.
I have no idea how I'm going to get to you.
But now you have something you can kill.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, while Tim dies from the spider swarm.
Yeah, be honest.
I'll be fine.
He's used to spiders.
I'm a spry little guy.
Alright, that was Voss casting all the spells that she wants to for the day. Her cursed you right now. Adelar.
Hmm.
fire.
It's decisions.
Just burn it.
I know. What do I want to burn is the question. And where do I want to go? Okay. So let's see. 25. Let's see. So I'm literally just gonna, you know, sometimes just gotta be bold. So right in front of me, a small mote of flame.
Oh no.
It's gonna appear in the palm of my hand.
Yes.
And I am going to toss it right in front of me onto the spiders.
Got it.
All right.
Oh, like straight 5 feet in front of you.
Yeah. Well, you can use that as a melee attack. So I'm gonna fire punch him. Oh yeah, 25 to hit.
Yeah. No, totally.
Hot.
Against the spider swarm.
Yep.
That's actually a critical hit.
against
the swarm.
Nice.
Yes.
This is gonna be good.
Make sure it's.
So now we're gonna set fire to the caves.
Well, that's fine at this point. Sure.
Yeah, and all it says is immunities to precision and swarm mine. So I.
Okay.
Magic crit makes sense.
Nice.
Good.
Okay.
Nothing bad has ever happened from Tim getting a crit on the spell.
Now within the last few days.
There's no trees in this cave.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully he just burns the storm.
Six. That's 18 points of fire damage.
Well, the spider swarm's dead.
So. Nice!
Come on, Tim!
So it literally just burns right in front of me.
That solves so many problems.
Oh my god. How many actions was that? Because, God, you could intimidate this thing and be like, hey, I just killed your spider swarm.
Right.
I just killed your babies.
I can roll a diplomacy check. I get to the
diplomacy.
I mean, I have one action left.
Yeah, intimidate.
Well, actually, I have one action left. I should probably run, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So that was my original plan, so that's what I'm going to do. So, who do I want to run to? I want to run. Oh, I don't know. Benson's there, so I'll probably just run back. So, 5, 10. 25.
Yeah.
All right, that's my turn.
You're just all spread out and look across the cave. I hate you all.
Just dropped that swarm and left.
Just like,
I know.
God, lit it on fire and leave.
The swarm's just on fire right now.
Is Benson's shield still like light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure it stays there for what, hours or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Kezzer.
Please make this.
Natural 20.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Was that two turns out? So.
Well, that's the end of my turn. Yeah.
So,
at least
it got me one turn back.
Yeah.
Wish it was like two.
Wait, no, crit success. It's it was last turn.
Yeah, the duration pretty much ran out anyway.
Yeah. Oh.
But Kezzer's back, guys.
Woo-hoo!
I'm back.
All right. So Kezzer regains motion control for his body again. The Tixitog is going to
chase Adalar, probably.
I mean,
He killed her. Their children. I don't even know if it's a male or female at this point.
Yeah.
So the Tixitog is going to crawl across the ground and confront Benson in that small corridor.
Oh my. That's going to freaking kill it.
Only two attacks coming out, so it's going to be one jaw strike. Natural 20.
Oh! That might hit.
Shit!
It'll be okay. Don't worry.
26 points of damage.
Okay.
Whoa, wait for the crit card. Could be normal damage.
Yeah, it could be normal.
Or it could be triple damage.
Oh, gosh.
Whose side are you on?
The rules.
Is it bite attack?
Jaws, yeah.
Natural.
Penetrating wounds. The attack ignores all resistances.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
So it's 26.
Nothing. All right, so 26 points of damage.
All right.
Ouch.
That hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Second attack. Let's go for... she swings out one of her legs. Just swipe at you. 21.
Misses.
Misses. All right, so that was the Tixadog's turn. Elkwood.
Okay, Elkwood is once again going to pursue Voss. God, he's going to have to pass the Tixadog here. Or if he moves here, could... Would that be, like, line of sight with us, or would that be treacherous?
I'm going to say, dude, you can't see Voss there. There's a lot of cave stuff going on. There's the Tixitog.
Okay, Benson, so, yeah. So if he was starting here, mm-hmm. and 5, 10, 15, 20... Shit. See, the problem is Benson's right in front of him, and then the Tixitog is right there.
Yep.
And he doesn't want to give Voss any more opportunity to cast spells.
Good luck. That is her whole deal.
Yeah.
She's going to do that a lot.
Yeah, she's kind of annoying. So if... Could he move here and do, like, with one action or two actions and try to avoid an attack of opportunity?
It would usually be an acrobatics. So yeah, if you want to try to make an acrobatics.
Yeah, he's going to try an acrobatics attack. Okay. Or... Shit. I don't know where that went.
Oh!
God, I would love to keep that, but keeping it on the table. Oh, natural 20, whatever.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Finally, I told you, man.
Yeah, just to avoid the attack.
So you pretty much matrix run along the wall, and you end up at the mouth of the room that the Tixitog was taking up. That entire room is covered in spiderwebs, but you are not in it quite yet.
Okay. So he's going to point at Voss again, because since he's still hunting prey, and he's like, I'm going to get you.
Hunt her down, man.
Yeah, and he's going to shoot his bow. That would be a 18 to hit.
No, it does not hit.
Shit. Oh, he's going to shoot again. 16 on the die. That'd be a 21 to hit.
21 does hit.
Woo!
There you go.
Hey! First time I hit that turn.
Yeah.
Yay.
She does not like precision damage. What was that? 4. Oh! 10 damage.
10 damage.
He's just gonna keep sniping her. Chasing her around this cave system and just keep sniping.
So as you hit her with the arrow, a sort of necrotic energy seems to have left her persona.
Like, dissipate? Like...
It sort of dissipates as if it was giving her strength or fortitude.
Interesting.
So you broke through one of her defenses.
Interesting.
You're
okay.
Wearing her down slowly but surely.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, that's his turn.
All right. Benson, it's your turn.
Action. Lay on hands. Myself. Giving myself 12 hit points back. But then after that, I'm swinging for the fences.
There you go. You got that that AC too.
Yeah,
bonus
plus
two.
AC.
Yeah.
Oh, that's only a 7 on the die. That's not gonna hit. So last swing.
Well, it's 7 on the die.
7 on the die is only 15, so no, there's no way that hits it. Does 15 hit it, Jake?
No. The text attack.
Yeah. And that was also another 7 on the die. So
nope.
I healed myself this turn, guys.
And AC.
Yeah. Oh, so disappointing.
All right, after Benson, it is Voss's turn. So Voss sees you trying to just relentlessly hunt her down. She's not all about that. She takes out a scroll.
Oh, no.
And begins to read the incantation off of it. Make me a will save, Elkwood.
Oh, shit, that's my worst skill. Oh no, that's a 4 on the die there, buddy.
Oh boy.
Wait, did you try to use your hero point?
No, I didn't. I will use my hero point for the day.
Because
everyone else is using their hero points.
I guess Voss, it makes sense.
That would be a 18 then.
18 will save. 18 total. That is a failure.
Fuck. Not a crit fail.
Oh, Benson, no. You look as Elkwood is You look as Elkwood is trying to engage Vaz. She pulls out a scroll and casts it, and Elkwood falls unconscious as he sleeps on the floor.
Oh, no.
No.
Fuck.
Sleepy.
This is really bad.
Failure for the spell sleep. The creature falls unconscious. It is still unconscious after 1 minute. It is still unconscious. After 1 minute, it wakes up automatically.
So it can't be waking up prematurely, then.
Oh, you can wake it up prematurely. It's just that without outside intervention.
That sucks.
Yep.
And I'm currently fighting a giant spider thing.
A Tixitog. Yeah.
Yes.
Shit.
Cool.
So, cool. That was her whole turn. An action to pull it out, two action spell, blah, 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 blah.
Damn, she's just surprises.
Yeah, she's got quite a bit of those. That's the end of hers, so it comes to Adalar now.
Not to Tixitog?
Yeah. Tixitog goes at the top of the round.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah. It's just confusing.
All right, well, seeing as the Tixitog didn't follow old Adalar, so
Adalar is gonna go right back.
And, just walk on in here.
Sees all the dead spiders. Yeah.
Now, excuse me, now, why don't you follow me here? Huh? I look like a tasty snack.
Wait, you have something against me?
Oh my gosh.
And. You know. I'm trying to do, like, the math as far as, like, she's still on the ceiling, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's, like, 5, 10, 15. It's, like, 20 feet to her square.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
But Pythagorean theorem-wise, I need a piece of paper.
Oh, well, I mean, if we're going that way, it'd be...
But it's, like, 15 feet up, so we need to know the hypotenuse of how right. far away she is. So I'm gonna literally just draw it out.
15.
20 times 15. Is it 20 times 15? Or is it 20 plus 15?
It's A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Yeah.
So then we gotta take the square root of that one. Mm. So she's 15 feet up.
Don't worry, this is gonna do math.
He's a mathematician or something, I don't even know.
20 feet away. So yeah, we need to find old X.
Should have done this when it wasn't your turn.
Well, you know,
it is his turn.
That was riveting radio doing math.
This is great radio.
Hey, teaches people that they might not know this.
Yeah, see, this is why you guys study the Pythagorean.
It's learning.
It's learning. So 625. I'm pretty sure that's just 25 squared. Pretty sure 25 times 25 is 625.
Yeah, that sounds right.
2, 4. Square root of 625. Is it? Yeah, I was right.
625.
Yeah, nice. All right, so that means she's only 25 feet away from me. Therefore, I can cast Purdue's Flame.
Cool. Light her on fire.
Nope, all that for a miss.
Okay. Adalar walks up, does a bunch of math, and lines up with his arm out and his eye closed, and just whiffs it. Kezra.
I'm almost glad I missed that going to the bathroom.
Where is
that? Kezra. 5, 10. Jeez, all right. So Kezra can get here with two moves. So there's a bunch of web here.
Yeah. So the room there is covered in web. So you would have to make a reflex save to walk through, or as you're walking through.
He's just gonna cast shield on himself here.
All right.
That's it. No. He's gonna activate his claws.
Ooh. Ah. All right.
There you go.
He's got some claws going. All right, the Tixitog, who was fighting Benson, realizes that there's a tasty little elf on the ground directly behind it.
Why?
It's a lie.
Oh, okay, I can actually do something here.
So, you're unconscious, which gives you a -4 to your AC.
Yeah.
So let's see if any of these hit.
Okay.
So she's going, she, the Texotog, is going to bite down with her jaws. 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Retributive strike.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's the first time I've been able to use it this fight.
All right, so so you reduce the damage and you get an attack of opportunity.
Minus 6, okay. An attack of opportunity.
All right, so you only take 2, Mark.
Oh, right.
That is definitely going to be a hit for 26.
That hits, yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't hurt my friends.
So she tries to take a bite and gets smacked in
the
back.
That was a 5 and 8 plus 3, 16.
16? All right.
Yes. Witness me. Essentially, get off my friend and tag me, please.
Please. Tixitok going to keep trying to chomp away at Elk's body.
No.
Wait, would he wake up then?
Since I took damage or no?
Oh, yes. There would sleep. Be. Let me see.
How does that work?
Does it say sleep?
I mean, if I was sleeping, I got chomped.
I'm like, ow!
Yeah.
Considering it only takes an interact action to shake him awake.
Yeah,
that's
like
true.
Being chomped by 2 damage.
But you're still prone, so.
Yeah,
still,
right. Still sucks.
Still prone, so she's. Yeah. And so it does wake you up, but she didn't, because she didn't outright kill you.
I'm like, ah!
You wake up and, and she's like, I'm asleep!
Ouch!
Second attack, she's gonna keep biting onto your head. Natural 20?
Yeah. Oh. That obviously hits.
Man, the amount of nat 20s is...
I know.
Yeah.
You said a bite?
Yeah. Yes.
Why aren't the nat 20s hitting Kezra? I mean, this is...
this is uncouth!
Painful poke.
Ouch.
The target is stunned one.
Oh, no.
That actually sucks. Yeah.
Yep. And 22 points of damage.
Yeah, that's fine. Still up.
Yeah, stunned means you can't move, but you're not defenseless.
So it means I can't make an attack at all, right?
Correct.
Can he stand up next round?
No.
Oh. All right.
So that's 21 damage you said, or 22?
22 points of damage.
So that's 19. Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome.
I don't have any healing.
Wow, way to go, Benson. God.
Suck! You ran by it, you dick!
Well, I didn't expect it to attack me.
Third attack. 5 total.
Yeah, misses.
Oh, wait, no, stun's a little different.
What?
You lose actions. So you're stunned 1, so it means you only have 2 actions.
Okay. So so 1 action to get up, 1 action to... I can still attack, technically.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you would just have to get up and... Yeah.
Not the worst. Okay, it's not as bad as dazed.
It's not horrible, but she did take chunks out of your flesh with her mandibles.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
And Elkwood, it is your turn now.
Yeah, so I'm going to register that attack and go, ow, that really hurt, actually.
This piece of your flesh are missing.
Oh, wait. If he fell unconscious, does that mean he dropped his bow, too?
Yeah, because sleep makes you... Yeah, the creature falls unconscious.
Shut up, Tim.
Wow, way to go, Tim. Why are you conspiring? Okay, well, I'm just...
Do you really want your bow in this moment, though?
Yes. So, I'm in pain. First action... Shit, I'm on the ground. If I drop my bow, stand up.
Remember, you only have 2 actions to work with.
Yeah, I know. There's no sense even trying to swing with being on prone. So I'm stand up, 1 action.
Mm-hmm.
Second action, I would grab my weapons, I guess.
All right, so you take out your longsword, or your curved blade, or do you take out your bow? Or do you pick up your bow?
Yeah, probably the bow.
Okay.
Bow is the only way I'm able to hit Voss.
Yep.
And with stun 1, that means stun 1 is over at this point at the end of my turn.
Yep.
Hooray.
And my dumb wolf is in the other room. technically, I had him go.
You told him to go eat the skeleton.
So he's
chewing on the bones.
Yeah, he got that milk bone.
Yeah, sweet, delicious marrow inside of it. Benson.
I'm just waiting. This thing's facing away from me. I am just hacking desperately at it, trying to get something killed.
Mm-hmm. That means it's cornered, right? So at this point...
Oh, yeah, it is flat-footed.
No, you don't have a melee weapon.
Yeah.
Balls. 22.
Nice. 22 against the Tixitog.
Yeah.
That is a hit.
Thank God. It's actually not, that was actually a pretty good roll for me, too. Like, not terrible, but... That's another 16.
Another 16 points of damage?
Yeah, nice. Same roll, 5 and an 8.
All right.
Still up.
Still up.
Second swing.
Oh.
That's a 4 on the die. That's going to be a miss.
Okay.
I'm going to keep swinging. This thing's still facing outward. All
right.
Please just... No.
Nope. Okay.
I've taken some chunks, though.
You have. She is messed up, and I don't know what color it would bleed, but it's bleeding that color quite a bit.
What has it been green?
Vaz. Vaz is going to cast... So she does an incantation and then does another one directly after it.
Huh. Empowered it, probably.
And what would usually be a touch spell she uses as a ranged. Go ahead and make me a fortitude save, Elkwood.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's my...
He's got it out for you.
Why, Jake?
The only one that can hurt him.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Don't where's feel my dice? Oh, that sucks. That is a 15.
That is a failure against Vampiric Touch.
No. Wow. That sucks.
I don't know if she gets that sweet, sweet temporary hit points. Yeah.
Your touch leeches the lifeblood out of a target to empower yourself. You deal 6d6 negative damage to the target.
It's how much damage?
I don't know yet.
How much damage, Jake? I must know.
Just 22 points of damage.
He's unconscious.
No!
Yeah, he falls back.
So you are at dying one.
Dying one. Dying one, John. How much was it? 22, right?
22.
There's no negatives.
Don't worry about negatives.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So Vaz looks to feel a lot better. She feels invigorated.
So did she gain that much?
No, she gains half.
Okay.
That's great, though.
Yeah. Vampiric Touch says you gain temporary hit points equal to half the negative damage the target
11.
Takes.
That's 11.
Yeah.
That's a lot of value in that spell.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it's one of her bigger spells. She was hoping to take someone down with it, and she did. You're not dead yet, but...
God.
After Vaz, did anyone see that? Benson definitely saw it.
Everyone saw that.
So everyone saw her reach her hand out, and a skeletal, spectral hand reaches out and just goes through Elkwood's body, and you see a bit of his life force just go back into Vaz's chest, and she just...
And he is... Like unconscious.
Yes, and he is now just laying there.
Wow.
Adalar.
Alright.
Alright, Avatar. Help me heal.
And he is gonna heal old Elkwood.
Oh gee.
Got a lot of healing coming your way, boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh wow, that's good. That's good. Oh my gosh, I can't make this up. 31 points of healing.
Oh my god. All right. So he's takes a deep breath. He's just like, and he's back up over half, big time.
What an absolute legend.
Wow.
And then he's going to pat Kezra on the shoulder and say, "Get in there, Kezra. Abadar has need of your abilities."
Kezra
you
turns.
So guidance.
He gets so he can pat me on the butt.
Oh my god.
Remember, you're wounded one.
I'm wounded one. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever.
And Kezra, it is your turn.
I'm still fighting.
Kezra gives Adalar a wink and he goes, "What succeeded once can succeed again." And he steps past Adalar and he will cast Burning Hands on all these webs in her.
Yeah.
No ventilation. There couldn't be anything to go wrong here.
Backdraft.
She'll have to roll a reflex save, which will probably pass.
Okay.
Backdraft.
All right. All right.
Well.
Natural one.
Whoa!
Yeah! Okay, yes. So 30 fire damage.
Oh my
god. It was a heightened burning hand.
Easily overtakes whatever she got back.
Kezra just became the actual monster.
Wait, do you get a spell crit on that one or no? Because it's a save.
No, it'd be a target. Yeah, gotcha. There's no natural, there's no 20.
Okay. Yeah. The webs seem to burn up completely with that. There are no webs here. They're all just sort of cindering, you know, and the ash sort of just floats through the air as the heat generating energy in the room, and it just sort of swirls, and it just covers Vaz on the ceiling, and you just see her body just get engulfed by flames, and when the flames go away, her clothes are burned. There's like some of her skin is like melting off.
Yes.
Yeah, she took a heavy hit from that.
My gosh.
She's still up though.
Oh, she's still up.
Wow. Yeah.
But natural one on a break.
Yeah.
Hands.
That's
about how that would go.
That's best case.
All right, it is the Tixitog's turn. It turns to Benson after it hit it so hard, and she actually begins to prostrate before you and just goes,
I'm sorry, I'm just hungry. Boca hungry and needs to feed children.
Now I feel bad, Jesus.
Execute it.
What?
Execute it.
I kiss your boots.
And she crawls towards your feet, and her mandibles start to like go over your boot, over your middle boots.
Oh, no. Okay.
Please don't hurt me.
I'm telling him to attack Vaz.
Wait,
jeez.
His turn, not mine.
Oh, I mean, that was the Texas Talk's whole turn, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Elkwood, it's your turn.
All right, he's back up. He's conscious again. Oh, man, this is two on time. So, first action, since stunned is out, he's going to stand up, grab his bow. He's still hunting prey on the Vaz, so he's going to just take a shot at her. And he's not going to even say anything at this point. He's just like, I'm done with this. 13 on the die, that is a 23.
That hits?
Yes.
All right. That's a 6, right? And oh my god, max damage.
Oh.
Nice.
That is 12 points of damage on Herber.
Okay. All right. That hurt?
Yeah, he's going to just stand up and just fire right at her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still putting out some of the fire, and you just get her right in the ribs.
Yeah, and he's just going to stare and goes, you've wounded me. You've wounded me. And just kind of just stare daggers into her.
All right, Benson.
She's still on the ceiling.
Still on the ceiling.
Damn, she's still.
What's on the spider thing doing right now?
Prostrating before your feet and kissing.
Dude, he got
a
serpent.
As much as its weird mandibles can do in the way of kissing.
Ew, that's gross.
Please don't hurt me.
Think of the children.
My children, they were just hungry.
They're going to school. Here's the thing, I don't know what else I can do.
I mean,
command the Tixitog to turn on her.
Could. Intimidate?
Dear. Kill the lady on the ceiling.
No, she scared me.
I scare you.
Intimidation.
Intimidation.
Alright, yeah, go and make an intimidation check.
Jesus. It's a 35. 23.
Fine. Okay. Yes.
And I walk out of this little hallway with a Tixitog at my back.
Oh my god. Okay. All right. And after Benson, it comes to Vaz's turn. God, what the?
She's in a precarious situation right now.
The fuck?
She is cornered.
She is cornered. I mean, the spider web's still on. I mean, her plan was to get you into the webs, but that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Oh. She her eyes dart at Kezra after lighting up the room, and she says, "Fear me, mortal." Roll a will save.
Oh, just like Kezra? Okay.
No, yeah.
He's got this.
17.
That is a failure.
Oh, no.
Still rolling crap on this.
She casted fear, so you were frightened too. Oh,
So what does that mean? You don't have to run, right?
No, you don't have to run. He just gets a lot of minuses.
Yeah.
Being scared to be a...
Hey, could I be a dick real quick? I only did two things.
Oh, what else do you want to do?
I was just going to ask... I was just going to, get in front of him. I guess it doesn't really matter that much. I just wanted to be sure.
Oh, just get in front of Oakwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just wanted to make sure I was in.
She still really wanted to cast something at Kezra.
So. Yeah, I know.
Your presence does not impede that, yeah. All right, so with Benson moving up, she still casts fear on Kezra and try. Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Oh, God.
30.
Damn it. Why?
And she moves back into the corridor get you guys to go in that way. She's trying to funnel you in. It's just that now it might be an issue.
How's she looking?
She's looking pretty fucked up. That's why she's making these escapes. And then her idea about getting you into the spider web room to really, really mess you guys up did not turn out so well with burning hands. All right. After
so
Vaz,
Texatel had no way of attacking her?
Does not have attack of opportunity.
It's not a fighter.
It's fair.
So after Vaz escapes to the corridor that she escaped to last time, when you guys turned the fight earlier, it comes to Adalar.
All right. Let's see. I think everyone's pretty much okay as far as HP, so.
Check the Toxitog, just make sure they're okay. They're on our side.
Just really enforce your rule over the Toxitog.
I'll help you, children!
Alright, so Adalar's gonna be a little bold. Walk up there, and it's gonna launch a mote of flame at Buzz.
There you go. Where's that crit?
21.
That hits.
Sweet. Six points. I feel like it's my first. 9 points of fire damage.
Okay. Not bad at all.
That's all I got.
Kezra, it's your turn.
Oh my god.
Kezra with pee pants. We'll run back into this room.
Uh-huh.
I think I can get about here.
You see Sculpt chewing on bones.
It was a champion skeleton. God.
The best bones are in.
The nutrients.
And he's just going to cast shield on himself.
The marrow.
Mm-hmm. Alright, Tixatog is going to climb up the wall to get next to Vaz.
Yes! Please kill her.
And try to.
Big man scary?
Yes, I am.
God, it fucking hits her.
Oh. Yes!
Nice. Vaz goes down.
Yes! No way! That counts for Benson!
As the Tixatog, scared of what Benson might do to her, runs up the wall, chasing Vaz. Vaz turns around and goes, "What do you?" As the Tixatog just grabs onto her throat and bites it.
Oh.
And Vaz just goes down.
Oh. Oh, crap. So that means she falls.
She is bleeding out currently as they both fall together to the ground. And I will see you guys next time.
Betrayed by her insubordinate.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
Loyalty only goes spider skin deep.
Yeah, right.